All right, anybody listening? We're back again. Thank you for spending so much time listening to me today. It's so incredible to get to witness our creative evolution for the People.Space, Project V, PRQ, BVS Radio. Thank you so much. It's my understanding we have a few callers, so I'll get right to it. Let's take calls all day. You may or may not see the mermaid today. Wow. I have a lot of callers. This is cool. You guys are so amazing. Thank you for joining me today. I'll do line two. Edgar from Australia on line two. How would we do bring the flying carpet back? Okay, Edgar, let's go. What do you got?
Howdy, Keister. Hey, brother, I just want to start with thank you so much for everything you do. You take so many shots for us. You know, I feel just the, and words are not enough, the enormity of just how you got to bring yourself back up off the slab, reassemble yourself, find yourself again, and get back out there just to take another shot for us. And you do it endlessly, and I know you always will. And it's a goddamn honor, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Wow. I didn't know anybody was watching me fall down. I love it.
Absolutely, my man. Every day. Every day, if I'm not listening, you know, I know it, man. I know it. And Ra, thank you so much. Go, Aussie, go. Ra, I've served you in many lifetimes, and I'll do it again if you need me. And you know where I come from. So, yeah, here if you need. And, I love the nickname Mermaid, but it's very familiar. It's far too familiar for me to use for you. But, you're Lady Ra to me. And, Rara. I'm sure you wore a Rara skirt once or twice growing up. But, thank you. Thank you. Got to take a moment to just get present here, otherwise I'll just rattle away.
How would we bring the, thank you very much. Brilliant, brilliantly done. How would you bring the flying carpets back?
Yeah, let's do it, Keister. So I know of a couple of models, right? I know a friend of mine saw one in Egypt. It had louvers on the bottom, and it had some string attached to it, and very basic mechanical set up where the strings, much like a blind you would have here in Australia, Venetian, with a louver system, and the strings pull it, and when the louvers are flat, you know, it sits there hovering, and when you rotate the louvers forward or back, you maneuver forward or back. Also, there's the Grubenikov thing, phenomena, that I've observed on the internet thingy. And, it sounds like he's using, or occurs like he's using geometry, but I'm sure it's more than that. It's probably some layers of, I don't know, biometallic or organic, non-organic, or it kind of leads me to the question, you know, I know you're a practical man, Keister. How would you do it really practically? You know, we've got 3D printing coming online. We can do meta geometry now, practically, cheaply. How do we do it, bro?
Okay, very good. So, outstanding question. So, originally, generations ago, a standard form of transportation would have been a flying carpet, flying log, piece of plywood, many different tools you could have used to transfer yourself from A to B. Why would you fly on a magic carpet, as an example? So you'd have some place to sleep when you got there. Rest, be your space. And so that's why we adopted Absolutely. Carpets, because so this is my home now, my domicile, and you could put a protective grid around it. Most of the elite people on the planet that remember this black magic, they in their Rolls Royces, they put a carpet under their feet because the symbolism would create the energetics to protect them and transport them efficiently. Okay, so those tools are not common now, but you used to have those tools in this type of a human, very, very similar human. So the doubt that you have in your head that you can't fly is what's happened to the flying carpet. So you don't believe you could energize a symbol, get on the symbol, and fly somewhere. That's what you've lost. But you still have it. You still have all of that. Now, intrinsically, what might stair-step you there is if you look at an F-16, F-17 fighter jet, you'll notice how small they are.
Yeah.
They're very small. So how is fuel propelling them around the world?
Well, I do have some understanding that they're not using fuel, or maybe on takeoff and landing, but those engines are way over Unity, aren't they?
That's right. So the more air I can go across those fan coils, the faster they're going to go. Mm. So if you have the right type of bearings in the intrinsic side and energetics around it, those fans will never turn off. They have to turn those propulsion systems off, or they'll keep going.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And so you've been duped into calling what a scramjet is, but those engines are perpetual, and they only go faster and faster and faster. They don't slow down. Once you get them going, they just keep going. You don't even need to have air across them once they get going. Take you a year to turn one off if you let it go.
You don't need to use air. What medium are they using then?
So once you get them going, what I'm saying is once you get them going, you don't need any more delta P or delta T to get them to spin. So differential pressure, differential temperature. You don't need any. Once you get them going, they go forever. So it's perpetual motion right in your eyes. The only thing that limits them now is the way that Pratt and Whitney and all the gang, Boeing, make GE. They've made governors in these turbines. You could make them. I think when Keach probably on Simon Park's show probably explained it, I can put a fan coil across the bow of your house and you'd never have to worry about energy ever again. I can name probably 10 more technologies like this. So once I get a fan coil going and you have the proper, let's say, mounting and or lack of drag, compression fitting, they have no resistance. So you want to float your shaft of your fan coil, and then it has no resistance. It will never stop. A water wheel, it never stops if you hook them up correctly. That's why the dams around the world are just a joke, because they've made restrictors. They've made sure not to spin the turbine too fast, because they could spin them. Free energy should be for everyone.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I've been working on a bunch of stuff myself. I've done electrolysis over Unity. I've done, what else have I got? Some switching with battery stuff coming online here. I'm working on a 20 megahertz AC system, but I don't know, since you said AC's, all AC's dirty for you, I'm like, it could be practical, I don't know. I'm one of those guys that is inherently desired to bring this to my family. Firstly, like since a little boy, seeing my parents, the poverty, paying bills and all our money going into the Bowser. I got solutions coming. I could do with some help, though. I don't mean help. Like, I don't need money. I don't need motivation. I don't need any of that. It's just lifting heavy things around by yourself gets old after a while. It's good fun stuff.
Did you have fun on the call today? Any other questions?
No, just thanks again, and yeah, we'll see you again soon.
Keep calling in. I need your help. Any input you have, I learn more from you than you do from me. Thank you so much. All right. I can't miss this call. I cannot miss this call. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. I cannot miss Coran and Donnie on line 4 from Arizona. The momentum behind the momentum. Donnie and Coran.
Oh, cute. Blessings. We love you. We love you.
I heard you bounced into acquaintance of mine.
Yeah. Both from Idaho.
Yeah.
Right on.
Aw. And we love the Q Trump team. We have to we don't have to, but we want to give honor and love to all. We truly do. It's been a bit, but we so love you, Q. Thank you for the reflection of our reflection. That segues us into, we were the other day, my husband and I have taken up, Donnie and I, playing games of chess again. And so we started again. It's been a bit. And as we were playing, there were one synchronistic thing appeared, but first and foremost, we were asking a question as to Q, knowing what occurred in general, like as we repeated in our repeated incarnation into this world, and we now have like some idea of, say, MKUltra and some of the what we perceived as heinous stuff that occurred, right? Whether we accepted it or not, okay? But why is it, Q? Now, focus only on, for lack of a better description, the light, right? So why is it that even our parents or our parents' parents, the light still, or for all anyone out there who is listening to you, Q, right? Why is it that the light, if you will, came through and an inner knowing of our like love and compassion for selves and others, to choose to seek the divine knowledge and truth and to choose to create positive, right, realities, timelines to our lives. Why is it, Q? So we were just kind of asking ourselves and each other this. Why is it that the light shined? I'm talking before implants, before Ron Amatron. I call it BQ rather than, you know, BC, right? So before our recollection, before you, you know, assisted us in assisting us recollecting, how is it that we still held that light and held that torch and move forward in choosing to make these positive movements forward for ourselves and society as a whole?
Can I take a rain check?
Anytime for you, Q. Absolutely.
That was a lot. Let me do my best to understand your question. How about this? What are we doing here? Well, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm having fun.
It was a face. I'm being facetious. Okay.
Oh, Q. What? How dare you be facetious?
Okay. So, in order for us to participate here, so we'll use you as an example, you have to actually be like the rest of us here. Or you can't be here because your light is so bright, that's the easiest term I found so far. You could go hang out on the cloud up there and just watch us down here if you like. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But you chose to participate and or spread the light is the short version. Do you have any other questions?
No. Well, yes. But why is it? Okay, so it comes down, let me comprehend this, comes down to the choices we all make. Is that ultimately it?
The best I've done is you're a seal pup in the ocean, and the only decision a spirit usually makes is, do I want to go that way or this way? And here you are. So I consider you a seal pup, a dolphin, a mermaid. You just start playing, and you're like, and here you are. That's all the more deliberation you make when you come to a planet.
Okay, but I guess here's my apologies, but I'm going to take this just a bit further and ask, like, okay, but how is it through all the what we perceive as trials and tribulations? Like, I will use my father and my mom because they were such beautiful examples for me personally. But I see it in so many, in Donnie or I or anybody who, instead of focusing on that, they focus on moving, if you will, forward, or moving within their own light and still being playful and loving and enlightening and expanding their reflection of you. And so it really comes to choice is ultimately I comprehend that in pursuit of, yeah, go ahead, honey.
In pursuit of happiness.
Yeah.
In pursuit of happiness.
Very good. Thank you for your call today. It's been really fun. More attention's coming your way. Thank you so much. Thank you for your call today. And I appreciate you calling the show.
Well, we love you, too. Our great honor and respect and love to you and Mermaid, the entire Q Trump team.
Thank you. Sorry I was so obvious and unobvious for so many years. Thank you so much.
We love it. Thank you so much, too.
All right. Thank you, BBS Radio. Let's keep moving on. I could talk to them all day. It is a show after all. Okay, so I'm looking for some questions here. Let's do Alan from South Carolina on line 5. Unexplained situations in their life, giving new perspectives. Line 5, Alan, are you there?
Hello?
Hi. Hello.
Hi. I'm sorry. My name's not Alan. It's Howard.
That was close. Okay. Go ahead.
Am I on the wrong line or whatever?
I think you got her. You're on the show with Q. Line 5. Unexplained situations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know that. But my name's not
what's
Alan.
Going on?
I don't know.
Tell me about the show you got going on in your head.
A couple things are happening, and every time I talk to you afterwards, I get all this input about things that just add to what we talk about. So I've told a couple of people, like, I don't have anybody to talk to because these things are so strange. One of them I got information from you about, and it's about clouds. And 2 days ago, I had this cloud looking out my back window. It's a big picture window, and this cloud way off in the distance, a mile or so, was coming across a ridge, and it was just like you explained. It was flat on the bottom and very dark, and then clearer and more cloud-like on the top of it. It was real long, and so I sat here watching it, and it seemed to be sort of moving back and forth a little bit, not just moving ahead. It was real windy, too. And it would move forward a little bit and back and forward. And I'm sitting there watching it and going, what in the heck? You know, is this one of these things that Q has talked about? And so it was after a while, I just got tired of it. It wasn't moving, you know, out of, across the sky. And I thought, maybe this is a spaceship. You know, I'm not sure. But I do.
Okay, let me hold you there. So thank you so much for your call. Okay, so most, if you're not able to talk to the ships, so most of the ships, they cloak themselves. So even for me, I'll go in and say, hey, guys, I can see you, but they won't talk back to me. They have that tool. So they'll pretend I can't talk to them. So most of the ships will sit there idle, afraid that your telepathy, your consciousness, all your abilities are going to be able to communicate with them. If you're not at that level per se, what you can do is you can wave your hand in front of your eyes, and you should be able to see the ship behind the clouds. And then the other tool you have, if you want to look intrinsically, watch the wind. So especially if they're low, watch the wind on water or trees going north to south, and you'll notice that cloud does not follow the wind patterns. So those are your couple ideas how you can prove that's a ship or it's not. Where you're at in South Carolina is highly coveted. I assume you're in South Carolina, and I thank you so much for the call. Alan, that was a great call. And I'll move on to Susan from New York on line 6, Q's Implants. Susan, are you there?
Hi, Q. I'm here.
It's my favorite video game. Hi, Q.
You know, I have to say it was an actual game I played as a kid. It's a solitaire type game with like pegs, and you just keep jumping one over the other. So people could look it up for a vintage copy of it.
I know. I'm doing my best.
You knew that? Sorry. It's a game show to me.
What are you working on today, Susan? That interesting statement. I only get the memo from BBS, so please tell me, what are you working on today?
Well, I always remember when you've shared with us when you had your last implant removed that you went blank. So my question is, when that last one was removed, did the, lack of a better word, did the hologram turn off?
Oh, thank you so much. Right. So you've been sold a story about the light coming in here, and then you have your savior shows up, and then you guys are all free. That's not how it works this time. The volume of light comes into multiple bodies. Some of us make it in, some of us don't, that don't have restrictions of DNA, is what I'm going to address. Is that okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, so the implant, when they can catch us coming into a dark planet, so you're in a dark planet, and the light has come in with a little more horsepower, found genetics that can actually receive more light. And once the light's here, give everyone else more light. So that's what ascension is. Some of us make it through and we give everybody else more horsepower. It's pretty much the short version. To defend that, implants were put into physical bodies. Many, 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 many physical bodies. Vaccines are an implant. Everything in your biosphere could be considered an implant or even a belief system. So if I can indoctrinate you epigenetically and tell a story, that could be considered an implant. So the implants they put in me were physical so that I could not recognize myself. So to answer your question, when it is removed, I get all my knowledge back, all my history, all my memories. Does that help you?
Yes, and that was great. When I'm aware of some implants, I felt them remove creation light ship, and I felt other assistance. But I somehow, it's not a personal question about myself, but you mentioned last week that other people have implants. There's a feeling of a block in a sense. I'm very aware. I have my light. It's nothing weird. But is there something outside of us that's stair-stepping our knowledge coming in faster? Is that an implant or is that just the process because you're taking great care of us?
Thank you. All hindrances, anything slowing you down is a hindrance, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
All of us have the same capability. I'm just one who made it through. That's all we're doing here. Okay, well, we got one of us through. Mermaid's one of them. Osh is one of them. Lucia Nikolaev, you're all turning out to be just like us, having all universal knowledge. And it's not to, that's why we don't want to sell t-shirts and make ourselves prominent in your society, because you're all going to be just like us soon.
Yeah, I've always felt that. I feel we've always all felt that great care. Can I just ask one more little piece to the same topic?
75, if you like.
Okay. Just the year that you had it removed, you shared, was 2017. And I just wanted to personally recognize that around that time, 17 or 18, I know there's no time, but around then, I recognized fear leave me. It was so palpable. All fear left me. And then I connected it back that, oh, it's around the same time you lost your, you had the implant removed. And at the same time, I'm also aware my heart center, I'll use the word activated. I started using my heart center. I didn't even know you at the time. I hadn't met you. So my question is, how did the removal of your implant affect all of your subsets, us, all of us?
Thank you for recognizing the light. Thank you so much. So when you receive more light, what do you suppose is going to happen?
Yeah.
You're going to receive more light. It's really that simple.
Yeah. Beautiful.
There's nothing going to stop us now. We've overrun the castle. It's just, if we're going to accept it, participate with it, be one with it. It's our choice now.
Yeah. It's profoundly beautiful. Thank you.
How do you feel?
It's so amazing, like you shared earlier. I feel so much light that comes in. It does get emotional sometimes, but it's the profound amazingness that we're of what's happening, aware on so many levels what's happening. I've known who you were since I met you.
Thank you. And I don't ask permission.
Can you say that again?
I don't ask permission anymore. I used to ask permission. It's okay if I grow my light in you.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Away you go.
Wow.
Thank you for sharing so much. Please keep calling in. It helps so many people. And we get to learn from your experiences. Thank you for the call. My love to you. My great love to you.
I love you, dear. Thank you, too.
Thank you. All right. I don't know how many calls I have here. Nobody really likes talking to me, do you? What do you think? Ooh, silence over there. Somebody in the room. She wants to validate she's here. She's listening, everyone. Okay. Better not shout. Better not cry. Because Mermaid's listening. Why? Mermaid is... Okay, never mind. Ido from Israel is on line one. I hope you haven't been waiting so long. Did I say it wrong? Edo from Israel on line one. How can we come to trust Source to support me in the decisions I want to make? Israel, are you on the phone? Line one.
How are you doing, Q?
Outstanding. Thank you for calling in. Forgive the time delay.
Thank
I know
you for
it's
accepting.
Late.
I'll try to fully understand what you say because the quality is so-so from here. How can we build a trust to support? How can we build the trust in Source to support me in my decisions and even in opportunities, as you say them? I think that's the question, basically.
Outstanding. Thank you for that question. Many of the practices I have observed is not to trust any decision. Why do you make a decision and start over? So the confusion that I am assuming you're telling me is I can see both sides of the fence. How do I use confusion to support me? Confusion is very, very valuable because now you're seeing the mind and the heart competing each other. Can you see that?
All the time. And I can't get to a decision because of it.
There you go. Now, what if you don't make a decision? You've still made a decision, haven't you?
By doing nothing, yes.
Okay, now what pulls you from your core has been the best practice I've seen this type of human use is what's going to motivate me to get off the couch? If I just sit here for 3 weeks and toileting yourself does not count, but seriously, what is it you want to do that just intrigues you? And it can just be so simple as that. And looking at the backside of the tree, what are the squirrels doing? I'm not endorsing just sitting in nature your whole life. I'm just saying, how do we practice is my best answer. You'll be the provider of solutions for yourself. How do we practice not doing anything and then doing something that really fulfills us?
So just observing and being patient is the answer until I feel yes from my core to
absolutely
an idea or all right.
I practiced for you. I made sure I was bankrupt. I made sure that I was in the worst spot you could possibly be. I made sure I was tortured. I've done it. I've done every worst thing you can think of to not be able to survive. And I guarantee you my deliverable of loving life pulls me through. You don't have a choice in it. Nothing's going to happen.
And that's where I want to go, actually. I mean,
you have to let go. Everyone inevitably lets go, finally. Is that fair to say?
Hope not to think, but yeah.
All right. All right. Well, good luck to you. That's the best I can do in words. Great, great question. Any other questions?
I have. It's quite different. I'm really interested in all these psychedelic words. I've done like 4 sessions in mushrooms until I heard you that you say it's not very recommended. Still, I heard stories about people really getting rid from depression by using those psychedelic mushrooms. But the real question here is I was always wondering about the DMT and the, let's call it the realm of DMT, which a lot of people report on the same entities. So I'm not going to try it, but it's quite interesting. So can you share about this?
Very good. Okay, so the way in which the brain attaches to your consciousness, so the governor between your consciousness and the brain is DNA. So if I take psychedelics, ayahuasca, LSD, I don't care which one is, I can now sort you and put you down a volume of consciousness that will come through the DNA so your brain recognizes. Will you get 100% of your consciousness taking these drugs? Never. Can you introduce beings from outside this realm into you? Yes. It's very dangerous, extremely dangerous, because I have yet to find, and you can look at Freud, you can look at all of them, you can look at the programs I was in, I have yet to see, including myself, anyone that can control. Once you open that revolving door, very difficult to stop what's going to come into you because you're just a funnel. You're just a sieve. Now, how much of your sieve you can use, I have yet to see anybody master. Talk to Misha Johnson, who they took away from us. Talk to Stuart Swerdlow. Talk to me. We've seen it happen so much. We're being governed by our DNA, and these drugs, some of them, will help some visibility. but there's no way you're going to get there without potentially being abducted. Sorry to say that.
Thank you for being honest.
Thank you. Thank you for your call. Thank you, BBS, for the call. Let's keep moving on, BBS. It's Alabama again. No, I can't miss Robin. She's on Michigan Line 3. Well, she doesn't talk like that. Is money water by law? Robin, are you there on Line 3?
I am. Hello.
Hi.
So, hi. Yeah, I was just listening to the last show.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Are you there?
Breaker, breaker.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I'm doing fabulous.
Have fun sometimes. Okay, what's going on, Robin?
Okay, so I was just listening to the last show and Sunshine talking about, you know, the straw man and all that. And when I did my actual research on money at the banks, Jordan Maxwell actually had a different version of it, but it kind of flows into what she said, because he said that all ships are female. And the reason being is because they deliver a product. And so as a female that deliver children, same as a ship that's a vessel, or our bodies are vessels, and therefore we produce a product, which is the children, where the ship brings in the product, where it stops at the berth, also known as the port, okay? So I'm just trying to, there's a question coming, so just hold on a second, I'm getting there. So he says that every item on the ship is considered money, okay, which is coming off of the water. And so when it comes off of the water, every piece needs to have a certificate of manifest because it is sitting in the berth, just like we, when we're born, we have to have the birth certificate.
Yeah, so hold up, so don't forget. Okay, you have it backwards.
Okay.
Everything on the boat is considered, everything considered on the boat is considered manifest. I have manifested something to come to the berth, and now I want to exchange it for. Okay, keep going.
A certificate.
That's right.
Well, he called it a certificate. Okay.
Nope.
All right.
You'll never see me argue with Jordan's words. I'll just reposition them to what you remember.
Well, I appreciate that. And I guess this kind of ties into where maritime law comes in, because we have words like cash flow, law of water, liquid assets. So this is all brought in because the English and the British actually dominated the seas during that time. So my question to you is, if we revise and get rid of this whole maritime law thing, are people, or will we start perceiving money in a different way? In regard to the bartering, is that kind of where it would go if we just got rid of all that stuff?
That's right. So great question. So if you don't have identity, then you don't have a jumpsuit in the jail cell, do you?
No.
You're just.
Well, wait.
You're,
yeah, you do.
Do you? So if I don't have an identity, then I'm not in prison with you guys, right?
Oh, right. Okay, I gotcha.
So I agree 100%. I'm just saying the solution is getting rid of all of them.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. And then
why do you think Global ID is being promoted to you? Well, that's so we give you another billion. Well, I'll just give you $1 million and Robin will do whatever I want. Robin, you want 100 million? Yeah, just saying your name and, hey, take the shot, by the way, and then you get 200 million.
I know. Isn't it bad that people fall for that? It's awful.
You're on the crust now because the corporations are running most of the globe that you're aware of. Not
right.
There's no government running anything now. It's all corporations.
Exactly. And we support them when we go in and we buy their products. And so, but it's hard to get people to take a look at it that way. But we'll figure out a way. So I have one more thing I want to ask. Go ahead. Sorry.
You go for it.
Okay. So I took a little walk out in nature, I think it was this past weekend. It was a really stormy day, but I just needed to get outside. And so I went down to the Great Lake, and the wind was, like, extremely blowing. But it was kind of cool because it was adventurous at the same time. And there was nothing on the beach. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this seagull comes out. And it's up there just, like, it was just, like, floating in the air. And when I looked at it, I'm like, I want to do that. And I kind of felt like I've done that before. And it was really a cool feeling just to just watch it. And I'm like, it was the only seagull out on the lake that day. And I kind of felt like it was a little bit of a breadcrumb of that I've experienced flying before.
Right on. Yeah, that's a great way to do it, is to mimic other animals. Thank you for your call. And I always look forward to talking to you, Robin. I got to get to a couple more if you don't mind. My love to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. That's brilliant. It's a great way to examine us when you look at how did we get birth stamps on our heads? It's quite interesting. And why did you call me that? I was supposed to be Tonto. Not Q. I was supposed to be Native American name or something. Okay, Sarah from Alabama. Alabama on line 4. Is our children be changed genetically in the uterus? That's a BBS typo. I'm just reading what they gave me. Sarah, are you there from Alabama?
Yes, Q. Hello. How are you? I am here. Thank you.
I am here, too.
Hello?
I am here.
Good. I'm the Sarah from Oklahoma, but I'm in Alabama right now.
Anyway, you want to talk about uteruses?
Yes, I do. I have a question on, with the alien technology, and I know that they play with our epigenetics, and maybe this is just more of a validation question for me, as I do have daughters that have a particular unusual type of physical disability, anomaly, and I was wondering, when that happens, or, you know, they always like to do the story, oh, it's the mother, or it's the father, or it's whatever you ate, whatever the excuse is. I'm wondering, is it because the aliens go in there, and when we're abducted, maybe they kind of change things around a little bit in utero?
Yeah, it's a really great question. I studied it with Eve Feather Serpent. Eve is one, I believe it's her blog. And so she was in the breeder program. And they basically take a really, you don't have this, probably can't see this technology yet here, but they take a laser and then once they get.
I lost you.
Times once they get what they want. So in her case, she was very well sought after. As far as the uterus goes, pre-engineering of this human, they adopted it to have redundancy. Notice that it has two sides to it. The fallopian tubes have two sides. So that was really just for standardizing redundancy. That's why you have two lungs. Most of the Palladian people have two hearts. So you can genetically engineer a uterus exactly the same way as standardizing a redundancy system. Does that help?
It does. And I'm pleased to say that even with all the frustrations that they've had with their disability, that I have one daughter that's doing well with it, the other one not so well. The one that's doing well with it, one of the things that we've been working on is living in the present. And she's doing great. Yeah, it's been an amazing change that I've seen for her, and I'm hoping that I'm able to give an example for the other one. and her now, other sisters.
Can you teach us what you saw change in these individuals so you can help the other millions of people listening?
You know, I think making it simple is what really made a huge difference. Instead of worrying about, oh, my God, am I going to need this surgery next year? Am I going to be able to, am I going to need to have physical therapy afterwards? Will I be able to stay home alone? So you go through all that, and because of their disabilities, there's a lot of different challenges. They also had learning disabilities, and they've done well with that as well. So what I have tried to do, and I love the idea of being a teacher for this, is really focus on what are you doing right now? What is it right now? What's the important thing right now for us, for you and me? And it getting them to focus on the present has been, it's a life changer. It was a game changer for me as well. When I finally got it, and of course, you know, you slip out of it and you got to go back into it, get back into it. You remind yourself, you put little keys. I've got notes all over the place, so she has been great about that. You know, like keep your mouth shut and listen to what they're saying. Stuff like that, and then ask them, okay, so how does that affect you knowing that you may need to go back in for surgery? You know I'll come down and help you. And you've got a team that you really, really like, so you bring up the positive, you talk about it, say, okay, we've talked about that. We know this is a possibility. Now what are we going to do in the next hour? Let's go out to lunch. Let's go do this.
All right. Thank you for the call. Beautifully done. Beautifully done. Thank you for the call. So we're all starting to recognize what simple time is versus chaos time would be my assessment. Moving on, got room for one more. Kenna from Massachusetts on line three would like to share an experience. I think I have it right, Kenna or Kenny, Massachusetts.
Yes.
On line three. Hi, Kenna.
Hi. Okay, I know that there's not that much time, so I just really wanted to share.
You have all the time in the universe. In the universe.
Well, I wanted to share what my son has taught me, and I know that when I look into his eyes, that he remembers that we're all one, that there's no separation, and that he's here to play. And what he struggles with is fear of not being able to play. And so when I look at him, that's what I... Because you always ask us what can you put in a can and get everyone to drink? And I think if everybody could remember that we're all here together and we need to give each other the safety and make the choices where we can play together to take care of each other. I think that's what you're doing with homesteading too. But is it okay if I share some songs from our words from a song that I was listening to with my son, and it really helped me remember that?
Please, go ahead.
Okay, it's from the movie Cinema Paradiso, which is If the Movie Was Paradise, which I think is a really good movie, but I think all of us parents would benefit seeing through our children's eyes, especially the light that they reflect. And the words to the song is, if you were in my eyes for one day, you could see the full beauty of the joy I find in your eyes. And it isn't magic or loyalty. If you were in my heart for a day, you would have an idea of what I feel when you hold me strongly to you, heart to heart, breathing together. Protagonist of your love, I don't know if it's magic or loyalty. If you were in my soul for a day, you would know what is inside me, that I fell in love at that instant together with you, and what I sense, it's only love. I think that's what you've been trying to tell us, and I really hope this helps some of us remember that we're all here to create this space together.
Thank you so much. What was in it?
The name of the movie is Cinema Paradiso.
Thank you so much for offering that information. That was beautiful. Thank you for your call. Thank you so much for your call. And I thank you for introducing us to your child. Thank you so much. So, can I ask you a question? Did you notice that the callers are getting incredible? Come on.
Oh, who, me?
Did you notice the callers are getting incredible?
So cheeky.
I don't care.
It was beautiful.
Isn't it like...
The whole day has been, I don't know how you're not exhausted, but it's been beautiful.
Compared to years ago, look at what's going on.
Mm-hmm. The calls are great.
It's just amazing. And even
exciting.
And even BBS Radio quit swearing. I like that.
It's so exciting to see where everybody is at.
What do you think the Jubilee will help free people up? Or so when we start donating and, you know, we're already starting to donate, do you think it helps people not rely on third party energetics like money?
Well, that contradicts itself.
So if you give somebody a bunch of money, mm-hmm. does it help free them or they keep relying on it?
Oh, right. I understand the question now. A little of both, I think, because the freedom is lovely so everyone can relax and stop worrying about survival, but they need to hopefully hold on to the lesson of not worrying about survival, because if it's just because they have financial freedom, then it's a vicious cycle and we've done nothing.
Mm. Is that,
we have to break free first.
Do you feel that's why we don't hang on to money, why we don't have money, is like we just move it, right?
Yeah, keep it moving.
It just keeps
flowing.
It just shows up.
Not holding on to it or seeking it or grasping for it, because that only, the energetics of that only creates less.
Did you notice when you worry about money, you've noticed that you have less money usually?
Yeah, when one worries about money, then they're going to have less of it, obviously.
So when you worry about anything,
you'll
introduce it, don't you?
Be negative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty
obvious.
It'll
move in a negative flow.
I'm not sure this is going to happen.
I think everyone learned this on one-on-one woo-woo training. Like, we all know that. We have to bring it now.
Why do you have to make fun of me in front of everybody?
You know. You guys have been talking about.
I was such a big shot.
You've been talking about really complex things today. Now we're talking about negative. And it brings in negative. No, but no, honestly, though. The more we let go of everything, like one of the calls you had, the more it will flow
mm-hmm.
into your life. And
well,
track positive.
Well, it's a full day today. And let's hoist our sail. And by morning, we'll be free. Close your eyes and forever realize there's more to life than what we have known. Thank you, BBS Radio, for letting me chat all day on your radio show. And thank you, everyone, for calling in. It's my great love to you. And thank you for educating me on our purposes, our processes, our opportunities. My love to you. Have a beautiful day.
All my love, everybody. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye.